سورة القدر، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم. Surely we sent it down in the night of decree. And what will make you realize? What is this night of decree? The night when the decrees, divine decrees are issued. Divine commands for the coming year. Actually, this is the budget session, annual budget session of this universe. This is the divine government of this world. And this is the night of budget. What is going to happen in this year? Who will die? Who will be born? And all these commands then are handed over to the angels. These are the faraween. Now go and implement them. Because we have in Surah Al-Duhan, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إنا كنا منزلين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. During this night, all the solid decrees are issued. يفرق issued. أمر من عندنا. As a command from us. إنا كنا منزلين. Verily, we have been the senders of all these commands. So this is the night. And Quran was also sent down in this night. And they have two meanings of this. That the whole of Quran from Lahi Mahfuz, from the Kitab al-Maknoon, from the Ummul Kitab that was sent down to the nearest heaven, Samaat Dunya. From there, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, bit by bit, portion by portion, he brought it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second meaning is that the first wahi that we had just read was revealed during that Laylatul Qadr. This Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr is khairu min al shahr. This is better than 1,000 months. What does it mean? If you are vigilant in this night and praying, and an actual and real connection is established between you and your Lord, the reward that you get, that will be more than the reward of worshipping Allah for 1,000 months, minus these nights. Otherwise, 1,000 months, so many years will come, and they will include the night of Qadr also. So this is only to give you an idea. How sacred, how important. That is why in the hadith from Sahih Bukhari, Man sama Ramadana imana vashtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqadama min zambi. Whosoever kept fasting during the month of Ramadan with belief, faith, and hoping to get the reward from Allah, all his previous sins will be expunged. Man qama Ramadana imana vashtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqadama min zambi. وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. So even this keeping vigilant and standing during the night of Laylatul Qadr, you know, this is also so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives these former sins. And here now we find تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. In Surah Al-Dukhan, فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا. All the important matters, they are decided and issued as decrees, ordinances from our presence. And here, the angels and the spirit, that is Ruhul Quds, descend therein by the leave of their Lord for every affair. Salam. It is peace. حتى هي حتى مطلع الفجر. and it is till the appearance of the dawn.